Sorry for the delay. Rabotai, we're learning a final shiur in the series on the halachos of heating food on Shabbos. We're going to begin with the Ramah, Simin Reish Nun Gimel Sifhei, where we left off last week. Feel free to ask questions whenever you want, because I can see you and I assume I can hear you too. You may recall last week you learned the Ramah, who says, again, V'yesh matirin liten l'sok tana sh'ofa bo mibolyom. Why? It's only hevel mu'at v'yeh lochosh l'bishul. This is the famous opinion of the Kolbo. You may recall we discussed this last Thursday in New York City. The question, of course, becomes, what is he driving at? The Mishnah Berurah, Tzadi, says, even though normally toch hatanur, even the hachzir is usur, here it's different. Because of bomi b'yom is only chol mu'at. V'ein nirik and mevashel ayadei zeh. This is the Mishnah Berurah, again in Sifkata Tzi, and the source in Peiches and Shara Tzir. Av sheyesh chol m'sha selezbo. Nonetheless, Ain derech levashel betana kazeh shachuma urak me'afia diyesmo. What I call residual heat. Residual heat normally doesn't cook, and therefore there's no din of nirek mevash. Of course, here he's matter even what we call laniach lechatchila. Even though kash and gavava, according to most authorities, is prohibited. Why? Take a look on the bir halacha. And Sif Aleph, the Ramatzchil Mutor Lishos. Take a look, it's right near Sif Kot Yud Ches and Mishnah Berurah. Mutor Lishos, Boadin Lahavzir by Kasha Gavava, the Kigrufo Ktuma Damya, Gemara. Now we know Grufo Ktuma is only Mutor Al Gava, but not Tocha. The Mefurash Gemara we saw last week in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Zayin and Man Aleph. The Ramah, who's Matal Lechatchila, can be working with the opinion of the Shita we mentioned already last week, and I'll mention again today, the famous Ramah, based on the famous Rat, based on the so-called Yerushalmi, that our Hanocha is really the equivalent of Hafzar. This being the case, the Kobo, who's cited here in the Ramah, is based on that famous Rat. And indeed, if you look on the original source, which you always should look, in the Dark Emotion, the Dark Moshe, you should have it, again, forgive me, should have brought my sorshi with me, I don't bring it. Look at the Dark Moshe Oruch. You should have it in one of your sorshis. Dark Moshe Oruch, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot Dalet, where he seems to say exactly that. He quotes the famous Ran, Chenimash Birushalmi. The Beis Yosef says that everyone disagrees with him. Rabim Nog and Hokadat Sarad. Okay? It's all quoted in the Dake Moshe. The Chen Kosava Kobo. The next line in Dake Moshe. Ha'oroch. Behedya. Lahat Elitin Shampas Opadna Shotia Meir Shabbat Nishar Adai Mata Behavlon Lachamamon. Tavavuad. Shadai Matana. Meachashin Matana Gicholim. Shekvodis Akwu, the cause of Shem Tzorach, Lizar, Shalit, Kitab, Shemgah Chelas, etc. So it's clear as day that the Dark Emotion is basing himself, when he quotes the Kobo, on the earlier quoted Ran, the famous Ran. Fine? That's what it says. Now, of course, Rabosai is a problem. It's a problem. How do we distinguish between Hevlo Muat, a little leftover from yesterday, in the classical case of Grufa Ktuma? What does Grufa mean? Grufa means you pulled all the coals away. So at first glance, pulling all the coals away is identical with Hevlo Muat. Why do we say that Hevlo Muat is Mutter? You pull all the coals away, it's Usur. This question is raised by the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef raises this question. It's an excellent question. It's an excellent question. The Beis Reis Yosef answers that the only time it's mutter is if you cook something on Friday and the residual heat is simply there from before. You never heat it up again subsequent to the original cooking. If you heat it up again and then you pulled away the coals, that's what we call grufa. If after you took the bread out, you never heat it up again, then there's a special heter known as residual heat, which is found in the kolba. The Mishnah Berurah, where we started, in Tzivkot and Tzadi, says as follows. Let's read together. Ava Badake Moshe, Ramosev Beis as well. Muchach the Noag and the Hokel, the Hagzil, the Tochatan, and the Chogadni. You can even put it into the oven. Elishus Messiah, Shav, the Tov, Lachni. It's an amazing Kiddush. How can it be? It's going to be an incredible and impossible Kiddush. It's exactly as the Mogen Avraham says so. Open your Mogen Avraham, please. Sivkotin, Lamed Hei. I'm sure you have it somewhere. Reish Nun Gimel, Mogen Avraham, Lamed Hei. He says, this is unthinkable. He quotes the Darkei Moshe, the whole thing we just saw. Okay? Tocha is a problem. The Minig is to be Megal. Kedirvei Haran. And then he adds, does the Mogen Avraham. Does the Darkei Moshe, rather. Umashachilag Abbeis Yosef Ben Al-Gabal Atocha, Zelo Kedirvei Haran. Elash Abbeis Yosef Chilag Me'atzmoka. The Yavshad Lo Svil El-Chad Baha, Upuk Chazim Amad Dabar. Ad Kal Nashon Darkei Moshe. It's all in the Mogen Avraham Amad Hei. What's the Pshat? It says in Shabbos, the Tocha Osir. It's only Kshir Nolam Bibodjom. That's the case of the Gemara, as we said in Sif Beis. You took it off on Shabbos, you can put it even in the Tocha. Sarach Iyun, says the Mogen Avraham cogently. Zoran lo kosa peter ze elok shayini chaga bekarka. Lo habi ketchila satmano kema shersha b'shabbos. We spoke about this last week a little bit. The head of the Rad in the so-called Yerushalmi, that it's only considered batla anachar bishona. You took it off before Shabbos and put it on Shabbos. You took it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos. We don't say Bot L'Shir Rishonah. Says the Mogen Avraham, that's very, very nice. When you head to Tocha, Lo Ma'ani Zeh. Tocha even plain Achzorah does it. So how's it going to help to say that Hanochah is like Achzorah, even Achzorah does it? And he says, V'tzorah Chiyun. He has no real answer to this. No answer, no answer, no answer. So that's the Mogen Avraham. So Rav Osai, this is a very serious problem. A serious problem? It's almost an impossibility. Let me give you the answer that I think. I believe that the Mogen Avraham misread the Darkei Moshe. We saw before, he quotes it. The same Sitkot says the Darkei Moshe, says, what's he banking himself on? Kedivrei Haran. The question of Osai is which Ran? Will the real Ran please stand up? The Mogen Avraham understood the Ran to mean the famous Ran. The Ran that says that if you took it off on Shabbos, you can put it back on Shabbos. It seems to me that this is not accurate. It's not accurate. It's just not, I don't think it's really true. What do I mean by that? You have in the regular Darkei Moshe, we call the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer, it's printed in the back of every single Torah. You have it. Reish Nun Gimel Rabosai. Sivkoton Ches. Sivkoton Ches. There the Darkei Moshe Rosha writes as follows. He says as follows. We are makil by cold and machmer by hot. Umashachilek ben Nesina Lakira Lesocha. Zelo niskim devi aran. That should be Yosef chilek b'atzma kach. Esh lo svilek b'kach. Svil on the chalek b'ho. Upuk chazi. My amma deba. What's it going on? The Darkei Moshe is now relying on the Ran, Rabbosai. The famous Ran. No. Look carefully what it says over here. Because it's very clear in the Darkei Moshe HaKotzer, as well as in the Aruch, what he's talking about. He's going on to Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef here in Sivkotten, well, towards the very end, where the Sivkotten Ches is found, quotes the other Ram. You may remember we had a Ram we spoke about last week and the week before. The Ram says the only time is an Easter of Anocha Metchila that you're putting it in a place where you cook that particular food. That was what the Dora Meravavas had shot in the Mechav Ereshin and Gimel and Hay. The Mishter Brewer Elocha didn't like it because the Beis Yosef doesn't like that Ram. And I'm telling you now, that's correct, but the Ramah loves that Ram. This whole Ramah is based upon that Ram. Pashtidu, it'll be Panadish, is okay, because since you don't normally cook, he's cooked around verbatim. On the same page in the Beis Yosef, right before the Ches of the Dark Emotion, right before it's called in it. The Ram says, Panadish, I got my Kira, is okay, because you don't normally cook Panadish there. That's the less famous Ram. That's what the Ramah is relying on. It's a misread. The Bogan Avraham read the Ram to mean the famous Ram. But it's not the less famous Ram. The one that the Bialocha didn't like, that the Beis Yosef didn't like, but the Darkei Moshe did like, Rabbosai. If I'm right, there's really no machlokas and din between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. Why? The Beis Yosef asks in a case when the Derech is left for sure. The Ramah would agree to that. This answers the Mogad Avraham's kasha. He's assuming he's going on the other Ram. Then he asks a tremendous kasha. How is Hanocha better than the original Achzaras of the Sofa? Now we're going on that Ram. He's going on the Ram, which says that a panadish, which you normally don't cook there, may be placed there. To understand very well, Rabbi Hosai, what the Ramah asked. He says, it's not the Ram, the Beis Yosef made up this chiluk. What do you mean the Beis Yosef made up the chiluk? The Gemara made that chiluk. The Gemara distinguishes between Al-Gaba and Betocha. Why are you saying that it's before Shem Gemara? The answer is, we're not going back to Al-Gaba and Al-Tocha. We're not discussing that at all. We're discussing the question of the idea that you don't normally cook panadish there. That has no basis anywhere. It's a svar of the Ram, and within that svar, it's arguable that it even applies betocha. This is the pashut of shah. Ayo asked me, very nice, as we said earlier today, instead of cotton sadi, there's residual heat, Rabosai. We say, ein derech bishul b'kach. What happened to Shem Yechadah b'gacholim? In other words, the Beis Yosef doesn't hold from Shem Yechadah b'gacholim once it's machol ben kusoyim. As he spoke about it. But according to the other posts, the Ramah, what happened to Shem Yechadah b'gacholim? So you have to say, Rabosai, he's going on the Beis Yosef, who's referring to a case of residual heat, Rabosai, residual heat. So when there's residual heat, then and only then is there a leniency expressed to place it for Tochatan. Otherwise it says it's Shem Yechadah b'gacholim. This means, Rabosai, that the Mishnah Brura is not completely accurate. Mishnah Brura ends with Sivkot and Tzadi. Says, Ramah, you see, the Noah and Lahokah Lahaz Latoh Hatana Bechol Gavni. Lohoyu Devari Me'olam. Lohoyu Devari Me'olam. No. He's only making an offer of all Mibod Yom. As he says explicitly in Ramah and Sifhei. The Chazon Ish already pointed out. What the Mishnah Brura says is not true. If you look back in Siv Beis, to which the Mishnah refers you, Mishnah Brura refers you at the end of Siman Tzadik, you will not find the words of Tocha Tanner. Okay? Don't believe me, check up on me. See if you can find in the Ramah, in Reish and Gimel Siv Beis, the words of Tocha Tanner. I don't see it. In Siv Beis, the Ramah has this famous, amazing kula, the Locha Misham Hashem HaShecha, Akliyanichu agave kaka, mutter what? Mutter agave, not betocha. It's the Hoyin Rame Olam. He never said it. This is very, very important. Okay, that's point number one for today's shiur. Yeah, I'm sorry for the late start. Mom is just beginning, Rabos. I'm sorry if we have to go a little bit late today. Forgive me. That's another Ramah. We spoke about it again last week. But the Rambam continues in Sifrei. V'yesh machmir b'zeh. Rabosai, a little bit of a chazar. V'yemachol kolkach b'tavish atzoledes b'os. This implies that the machmir are asering, even if it's less than the atzoledes b'os. As a Mishnah Brura, impossible. Tzadi Gimel. Tzarek lomar, she'yemachol. Supposed to grow. The oldest trick in the book. Take the vav and make it into a shin. Make it into a shin. And it has to be that way. Because after all, we don't find any Yisra of Atzara less than Yad. So let us vote. So writes the Mishnah Brura. No. Seems to me that it's again not correct. How can you change the Girsa? The Ramal, the Rabbol side, there is a potential problem of Achzara and Anocha, even if it's less than Yatzoledes Bo. Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from? He got it from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi? Ramban, as we spoke about last week. What does it mean? Pochos v'Yatzoledes Bo is treated like Al Gaba and not B'Tocha, if you remember, even Tokatana. Okay? But you see it as a Chumrah. And we see Havla Muad. Havla Muad means, you're not going to believe this, less than Yad, so let us bow. I, the Mishnah Brura says, it's impossible. I in Sof Siv Beis Ba'agor. And folks, everybody look. Sof Siv Beis Ba'agor. Look inside. The very last line in the Ramos Siv Beis. The Tanner and Chilik by the Haxer level, this look at slow. The Dachi by Mokon Shiyad, so let us bow. Abul Ayat's letters go, show you a feeling of the Shabbos. Oh, a foolish Rabbah! Less than answer letters go, no problem. The answer is, there's one critical word over here. What's the critical word? Anybody? What's the critical word? Critical word is, lismo. It's going on smicha. When it comes to smicha, you must admit that less than Yat's letters go is mutter. Otherwise, the smich will go all the way from New York to Yerushalayim. So smooth, so soft. That's ridiculous. Has to be Yatzal let us go. But if it's on the fire, or certainly if it's in the oven, then the Ramah can ask him it even if it's less than Yatzal let us go. Why would he do such a thing? We go back to the Chazanish we mentioned a while ago. Chazanish says, if part of the oven is Yatzal let us go, and part is not, this is based on Yerushalmi, you may not be mavazim to any part of the oven. Not even the less than Yatzal Letzbo part. Why? You have to make a mistake and put it in the Yatzal Letzbo part. A moster in the Cholechot v'yechot tarasso b'yod, writes Chazanish. You can't do that. That's pshat in this Ramah as well. In other words, if you will allow to put it in the oven after the heat dissipated beneath Yatzal Letzbo, next thing you know, we'll put it in before it dissipated so much. That's the Yisov. That is the Yisov. Now, Rabosai. Mogan Avram, Sivkoton Lamed Vav. Give a look. Mogan Avram, Sivkoton Lamed Vav. Very, very important. On this Ramah, Uvilvad Shalon Itzdan in the Gamer. Okay, so you're putting it back on its residual heat. Says the Mogan Avram, Vafilibadava She'ein Vav Morak, Lesser Mishav Bishal. Awesome, it's stunning. The Havale Kimaniach, the Kiyo, the Chaskila, the Shabbos, the Yosef, but the Chazar. Whoa! A Chiddush Naira. That if it cools off, it's Bot Lashir Rishon. So how many conditions do you have to have according to the Mogad Avram to put something back on a blech? You have to have it should be Dato the Biodo, Dato the Hafzir, the Vushakot Tzoko, covered fire, and it has to be warm. Even if it's solid, it has to be warm. The Gross says that's ridiculous. The Gra says, Kanis Galiel. Kanis Kanal. What do you mean, Kanal? What's Kanal mean? What's Kanal mean? It says in the story, look at the Bialocha, Ubilvat. Let's take a look. You have a Bialocha right over here. Reish Tot Gimel Sifei, Ubilvat. Now, most of you all have it, please open it up. Page, whatever, it's right by the Tzadi Alf. Ubilvat, Shalom Tzad Legamri. Says the Bialocha, I know that I'm wrong. Even if it's dry. Even if it's dry. Going on panadish. Solid. shidiach l'kiyur l'chadchila. The din chadash. The bir l'agro says no. Volvad kanal. Or to loma, that tank was a cause of reshid beis. Yidi rasach as dafka. Why? Bishalach ha-bishal. Only limited to liquid. According to the Gra, if it's solid, there's no problem if it cooled down. We don't say, Batla Shehir HaRishon. The Machlokas, the Rav HaRav, and the Gra. Keep that in mind. It's very, very important. Now, speaking of blessed, I have to be Mekatek because I'm really very short on time. The big Machlokas, Rav Osai, is a blech work or not? We assume, to make a long story short, that it does work. Chaz Nishan says no. We assume it works. Fine. But the big problem, again, I'm skipping a lot. The big problem is what happens if you want to slide something along the blech. Very serious shadow. So the question is, the part of the blech that's not on the fire, is it considered to be on the fire or next to the fire? What do you think? Let me hear what you're saying. Who votes? Have a vote. Show of hands. I see all your hands. Who votes that the part of the blech that's off the fire is considered on top of the fire? Aleish. Who votes is considered next to the fire? Samachleish. I want to see two. Oh, so the Olam Hol, is considered to be Samachleish. Okay. May depend on whether the smicha requires a dolphin. A serious question. That's a dolphin mafsa question. Tosa says in Shabbos, Avlam Zayin Amar Aleph. And here there's no dolphin mafsa. Here's the Vara of Osai. If you say that's considered to be on the fire, you know what we consider the blech? Like a humongous, gigantic pan. I got a pan which is this big. Of a blech that's this big. It's like a pan. That's considered the whole thing is on the fire. The whole thing is on the fire. So if the whole thing on both sides is on the fire, so then you can slide things along. It's on the fire. It's on the fire. If it's off the fire, it's much more problematic. Consider what we call smicha. Smicha. That's a whole different thing. A whole different thing. It seems to me that if it's considered to be smicha, it would still be prohibited to take cold food from the refrigerator and put it on the part of the blech that's not on the fire. Why? It's considered to be smicha. Smicha by Anachol HaKadchila is prohibited. That's point number one. Oh. Now, can you slide it from one place to the other? Chazanish says a big chiddush. Chazanish says if it's considered to be samoch, you can slide it to agava. It's an amazing thing. Where do you get it from? The answer is, Rav Osa, listen very carefully. The answer is that according to the Chazanish, once it's considered to be on or near the fire, and the proof of the pudding is that hanocha mitchila there is also, the Chazanish assumes hanocha. The chadchila by smicha is asur. It's already past the point of no return. You crossed the red line. Ein anocha acha anocha. If anocha mitchila is asur, the samoch. So once you already crossed that line before Shabbos, you can slide it over on Shabbos. You passed the line already. If, however, that's what Chazanish says. By contrast, Rav Osai, Chazanish says, it's head of Kedera Gabi Kedera last week. It's on top of the Kedera. You want to take it off and put it down in the fire, covered fire? You may not do it. Because according to Chazanish, it's on Kedera Gabi Kedera, it's considered Shlom Gabi Esh. It's only indirect heat through the steam from the bottom. That's the Chazanish's particular opinion. I don't want to agree with him, but that's what he said. I found later in the Sefer Ochel Shabbos, the big machlokes. Called Rabbi Yoshev Shalita, the entire blech, I'm sorry fellas, is considered agave ha'esh, against what you just said. And therefore you cannot be manich b'chatchila, even on the place which is not yet to let us know, as the Chazanish said with respect to another. By contrast, you may move it from the corner, which is less than yet to let us know, pot, which is atzel lettuce bowl. It's like I have a big pan in the far corner. It doesn't matter. It's all ish. However, he quotes Rav Nissim Karelitz, Chazanish's nephew. He paskins, it's not considered agave ish. So it's mutter to put it from the refrigerator on that part, like smicha. However, you may not slide it along from that part to a place of the atzel lettuce. Remember, smicha for sure is mutter, and it's a base less than the atzel lettuce. Okay? On both sides, you made a long story very short. We now come halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. We learned in the sugya of both sides. And that's why it's chesed base, odo biyodo, dato lehavzir. There are most lachmen for both of them. Fine. Now, we mentioned that the condition of being hot. The Magen Avraham says it's hot. Why? It's not because of bishul. It's rather because the problem is a problem of butler shiur rishon. It's a big problem, Rav Osai. It's a big problem. Look at the Magen Avraham in Sifkaton Yud Tes. Magen Avraham Sifkaton Yud Tes. The Mechaber says, Kiro, you can put it back on. Kozman Shiro Sachas. Mogan Avraham. Shayat Selezbo. Look what I wrote. Shinyut Ches Sivdalin. It's a bishul issue. Rebbeinu Shalom. Why is the Mogan Avraham say it's a bishul issue over here in your test? And Lamed Vav says there is no bishul issue. It's just an issue of Brot Lashir Rishonah. The answer should be obvious. According to the Magen Avraham and Al Girsa, the discussion over here in Sifhei is less than Yad Soledesbo. If it's less than Yad Soledesbo, how in the world could it be an Isra official? That forced the Magen Avraham to say it's an Isra of Butler Shir Rishon. But back before, he said it was an issue of official because Yad Soledesbo. It's interesting. The Ritva says that if you cool it down, it's mechzik in the vash. That applies even to salads. How do you know? The Ritvala Shittoso, ein bishul acha bishul b'davalach. So you can't say it's a problem of bishul. It's only a problem of Bavla Shia Rishon. Okay. Now, Rav Osai, there are those who say it's permissible to put dry food from the refrigerator on a blech. How can it be? The fridge is worse. We said the fridge is worse than karka. You are in the Ramah. We follow the Ramah, but the Ramah himself says we shouldn't follow the Ramah. And the Rishonim have meant it, as the Mefarshim say, the Shiori Korban says, different yourselves. So we shouldn't rely upon these atar. Yes, we know some did it in previous years. It's not advisable. You should not be putting things from the refrigerator on the blech, even if they were taken off on Shabbos, even if they're drying, it's cold, etc., etc. Okay. So now, Rav Osai, I'm giving you a very hard time. I'm not so excited about this Ran. So how can you heat something up? So one thing is what we call Kedera Gabe Kedera. We said it works. Even if you're Machmir, Kedera Gabe Blech works. Right? Not the double boiler or the Kedera Blech, which is questionable, rather the Pella Platte, which we spoke about last week. What about a regular Platte? May you return something from the fridge onto a regular Platte, a hot tray? Yes or no? Not adjustable. No shem yichata v'gachava. So, Eider Zal says in his Hilchos Shabbos, when the reasons for the issur don't apply, the din doesn't apply. Here it's not adjustable hot plate. There's no shevi echad to the gecholim. But both say, by a show of hands, who has ever cooked something from scratch on a hot plate? Even the Shiva boys don't do it, means no one does. We don't cook on it. No one here in Kamavasha. What? Unfortunately, the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa doesn't agree. I actually visited Rav Norbert literally last night. I was privileged to be in his house. He gave me an inscribed copy of the new version of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. We spoke about Platnos a little bit, where he and I don't exactly agree. Sorry. If you take a look over here, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perik Aleph, Ha'ora Ayin Beis. Should be right in front of you on one of your pages there. He says, a plata need not be covered, because no, it's impossible to adjust the fire. But a liten olel lechatchila b'shabbos. Why? Ayin beis only achzor is mutter, not liten olel lechatchila. How do you know it? Where do you get it from? The Mishnah Brura is concerned by achzara for two things: shemi achate and nirek mevash. We take a look in Ayin Aleph. What does he say? In Ayin Aleph, the previous oath, the gam lo shayach hatam shel shemi achate. It's also about nirek mevash. Afal pikein, he still said that chazara is mutter without a cover on a plata. Obviously, it's not considered nirek mevashel. So the question becomes, why, if you take it from the fridge, is it suddenly nirek mevashel? So my only defense of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is to say like this. We already had this before. 2 weeks ago, the Ran said that if you put something on an covered fire, it's not considered to be nirek mevashel. Not. So too Kasha Gavala, according to the Shmir Shabbos, as we mentioned before. So too the Plata is considered to be a prop of Nirek Mevashel by Hanocha. But it's not a Nirek Mevashel by Achzor. That's what it says. Now, if you look at Rabbi Eider's question, I don't have it in front of me right now. You should have it in your packet. Rabbi Ida asked Rav Moshe, we were on this page last week, I forgot the page numbers. Rabbi Ida asked Rav Moshe, and I quote, you should follow inside. Remember we had the steam table, same place. Steam table, hot plate, hot tray, what's the case? Shenoadu lechimu velo lebishul. Why should it be mutter? The last 4 words of Rav Ida, the ein derech bishul b'ka. Oh, that's what I thought. Mutter, and that Mishnah Bekacha. And it's Rav Moshe, al plata chashmalit, im I efshel disbashel shom, az mutter lahavet kedei rechama main shom al mot bidach asachom. He changed it. He didn't answer the question. He asked him, and that Mishnah Bekacha. He responded, I efshel disbashel shom. Hey, what's going on? They called it Rabbi Ida. And he said, no, Rav Moshe was answering my shayla. The Piskei Tshuvos says that way. The Shabbos Kitchen says that way. They call Rav Moshe to be matir hanocha lechatchila on a plata. I was so excited to hear it. Only problem is, I don't believe it. He says, E'efsha. More than that, he asks a steam table. She'efsha the special shom, then came in a mele derech bishul. Steam table? Who ever cooked on a steam table here? Who cooks on a steam table? It's made just for reheating. What's going on over here? So I called him Rav Reuven Shlita. Rav Reuven said, his father, Rav Moshe, says not only is Hanocha on a plat usher, even Achzor is usher. He's not more makel than the Shmir Shabbos as Rabbi Eider and the Shabbos Kitchen the Pesach Shabbos would have it. Fakert is more machmen in the Shmir Shabbos. He has to even have Zohar. Kach Shemati MVP, Rabbi Reuven Feinstein Shalit. Question becomes, why? Why? Apparently, Rabbi Mosai, Rabbi Moshe considers it to be Derech Bishul, as long as it's possible to cook there, even though people normally do not cook there. That's the pshat. Rabbi Moshe says, Lashon was, he efshar lehis basha. Lehis basha. Goes back to Aran, we mentioned before, at Panadish. Now when it's not the Derech Levashel there, lo Derech Levashel. Even if you put something else there, according to Rabbi Moshe, as long as you can be Mevashel, a Machal there at all, it's considered to be Derech Bishul Bekach. However, the truth to tell, the Ran's Lashon is not Mashma that way at all. He says, Ey Daka Bekach. He didn't say you need Eyashel is Mashal. The Ran's Lashon is, the Mashay Daka Lepos Agabekira, Shadava Much Mochiach, Shadanasel Bishul Ischamim is Mutter. According to the Rashba, sounds like it should also be Mutter. Ein Derech Levashel Bekach. Why? It's interesting. The Lush of the Shmir Shabbos on top. Every word counts in Shmir Shabbos. He asks it when. Look what he says. He says, Ein Regilim Levashel Olel. Line 2 in Sif Chafei. What do you mean Ein Regilim? What do you mean Ein Regilim? Not so no, but apparently sometimes it happens. Rabbi David wrote me a letter about the hot tray. He said, quote, Matsanu Eitzel Sfarim Sheregilin Levashel Bechiagav. The Sfarim cook that way. I don't know. I have a statement of the Shmus Yitzchak, who's a Sfarim. And he writes, the plot is an Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they put the kugel on it to finish the cooking process. Okay? That's the Israeli platters. They'll get very, very hot. They burn most of the food. You burn your tongue. But the American platters are different. They're not that hot. They can't cook too much. No one cooks anything there. Not even the Sephardim. Nobody. So it seems to me as follows. That the American platters, which are not so hot, should be mutter l'choladeis. The hot Israeli platters, if you have it in America, no one uses it to cook, to the best of my knowledge. And therefore, if someone wants to do it, it's butler daito. It's butler daito. That's what I think. So I think the American hot plates, to me, are absolutely permissive. I have to tell you, Rabbi Yashin, again quoted in the Shmuz Yitzchak, there's no low plug. Low plug. Everything is awesome. What do you mean? Kasha Gevava is Mutter. There's no Chitui. The Ferish of Bi'Allah. The Ferish. Shari Tshuva says, in Reish Nandalin, Beis, that you can't do Chitui, it's Mutter. So Rabbi Yashiv says, well, that's a different kind of a fire. It's Kasha Gevava, or it's kerosene. Whereas here, in the hot plate, it's the same kind of fire, it's electricity. Low plug. I don't know. If you ask me, the plata is better than kash and gvav. Kash and gvav is a possibility of chitui. That's why it's also betana. It is no possibility whatsoever. As the Shmir Shabbos wrote on, and I and Alan. No possibility. Seems to be the all possible low plug that should be permissible. To place something on an American hot plate for sure, if it's not adjustable, and in my view, even an Israeli hot plate where it's possible to cook, but since no one cooks there, it's permissible to put something cold and dry on it on Shabbos. Any questions, Rabosa? No questions. Which is what that means, but we'll go right. I know we're supposed to finish in 5 minutes. I will not finish in 5 minutes, but we started 15 minutes late. I'll try to finish relatively on time. On both sides, there's a question of Shabbos claps. May you put something on about in Shabbos Klal. So the Chazon Ish has two terutzim. In one of his terutzim he says, you cannot put something on the Shabbos Klal whether before or on Shabbos. Even though right now it's off, it's going to go on later on. You know why? The old story. Even if a monkey put it there, you have to remove it. So if you put it there before the Shabbos Klal went on, you know it better than a monkey. But when the Shabbos Klal goes on, you're required to remove it. So suggest one svara in Chazanish. It's not sure. Rabbi Aida has a whole machlekes about this. I want to prove to you that it's mutter. Yeah, I want to prove that it's mutter. Look again, Rabbi Moshe in the Ramah, Sifhei. They'll ask me, how can I prove it's with that Shabbos box in the time of the Ramah? What do you think? Who thinks they had Shabbos box in the time of the Ramah? Yeah, you're trying to be a wise guy. But since they didn't have it, so how can I bring a riot from the Ramah? Look over here. This is the Ramah in Shresh and Gimel Sifhei. Near Tzadi Tess. Near the Mishnah Brewer Tzadi Tess. Lachen Nolagin Sha'inim Yehudim Namotziyim Akadeus Natanurim Shematminim Behem Moshimino Sane Tatana Besachor Bohola Uvaeres Ashimcha Haka Hatana, etc. About the Yisrael also Bechiagam. It's similar to a Shabbos Klal, right? The Goy is going to put it on later. That's similar to a Shabbos Klal. Okay? Fine? With a Goy it's mutter though. Repayne Shalom! A monkey is also a Goy is mutter. Chaznish is his kasha. How can you mutter to a Goy? You have to take it off. Pile ploy. The answer is, well, it's not the derech to cook on top of this time, so from the side, you put it on top. It's like keneged amaduru. The Mishnah Brewer sounds that way. Over here in Sifkot and Sadi, hey. This is his fault. He says, you can't ask a goy to do anything. Okay. He says, if I'm wrong, for the Yevet, it's okay. For all friends there, Shalom, and Mido, Alaish, Mamish. Some say it's Mudah, even the Chatchila. It's not on the fire proper. That's what it says. What does that mean, Rabbi Moshe? What does that mean? That means Al HaTar is not Al HaEsh. Oh. If Al HaTar is not Al HaEsh, we understand very well the Mishnah Brewer. The Rabbi Moshe writes over here, Al HaDei Yisrael also B'chei Agav. Let's take there a sahat, and you can put them eight salatan. Right, so Mishnah Brura Sitkot and Kuf Gimel. He says, I feel the cold and Hesek. Also, I'm sorry. I feel the cold and Hesek. Also, lead to Nolo. Chashash, Shem, Yechata, Achakach, Megacholim. Makes sense. Right now, the Nogacholim, let it be Gacholim. You can't put it there now. You make it Machat later. It reminds you of Erev Shabbos. Don't put it in Friday, even Mechata on Shabbos. What do you see from this, Rabbi Osai? It's clear as day. You may not put it on top of the Tanner. Not like Menegat Amadura. Chazdish is very difficult. I believe, Rabbi Osai, Ramuna Shalema, that the first Teretz of the Chazdish is correct. The second Teretz, he says, you can't put it there, but even before the guy puts it on, because of Shem Yechata B'Gachol Achakach. It's a passive violation. It's against, how can a guy do it? And don't tell me it's not on the fire. It also is on the fire. The first terrace is, you must say, the Choshu Adobo L'Shiyah Me'erem Shabbat Obe Chazara, Ke Chazara, Kevin Shebishas Hanocho Hatanen Tzonen. Since at the time you put it there, it was cold, Chazal declared it to be permissible. It's considered Shehiyah and not Chazara. Or it's Bechlal, not included in Chazal. It's not included in Takanas Chazal. Chazal asked if you put it on an existing fire. Not on the fire, which is going to come to be later on through a Goy, or similarly through a Shabbos Klal. This being the case. you take cold food, put it on an electric range, which is going to go out on the Shabbos clock, in an hour from now. This was explained, Rabbi Osai, the Minhag HaOlam, the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Gimel, HaOlam Nagu Het Alit and Olam Kedei Reschava to call them Esek. V'yesh L'mashim Smochu. They're so much on the fact, Chazal never made a Gzera, if at the moment that you put it on the fire, there was no fire. Not included in the Gzera. It's simply not included in the Gzera. Oh. Now. Seems to me, this is against some other authorities, such as the Vogel Avraham and Gimel. Don't have time to go into it now, I want to stop soon. Who seems to have certain different opinions. He says that the Ramah is answering, and you're an echo suddenly. Ramah is answering even before the fire went on. We're assuming that he put up before the fire went on. It's Mutter, who's never included in Zeris Chazah. However, the Magen Avraham says no, it's also because of Nira Kimavasher. There's no Shem Yechate in a case in which you put it on when there was nothing there, but it still is also Mishum Nira Kimavasher. Okay, that's a machlokes. If it's covered, so then even according to Chazanish's other terrors, it's Mutter, there's no Shem Yechate to Gachal. It's Nira Kimavasher, the Magen Avraham. It would be prohibited nonetheless. Very relevant, Rabosa. Very relevant. Okay. Our last point, we'll try to do it in 10 to 12 minutes. We started a little bit late. Is what's the halacha b'di'evet? Rabosa is a sugya nachlam chesem and aleph. Two parts of the sugya. Look inside yourself. On top it says, Shacha kedera gabekira upishtle b'shachs. I'm a vashel b'shabbos b'shogei yochol b'meis lo yochol lo shnol yisura v'vashelud lo osil arume. Okay, osil arume b'shogei na lo yochol. That's the gemara on top of Rabbi Ches. Down the bottom it says yibolahu ova v'shamai mikansur avon and olam. Open to the Shulchan Aruch Rabosai Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, which is based upon the Rambam and the Rish. Take a look at Sif Al. Take a look, please. Sif Al. A Peladig of Mechaba and a Peladig of Rama. It's over here as follows. Okay. The Yimshavach Vishah. Here the small chop test of Mishnah Berurah. Yimshavach Vishah. Yimutash Vishah called Sarko. Mutter afilu mitzavik biyapolo. Tashal hiskul special bishul notzoko. Also at notzoy Shabbos. This line is a pella otzun ma'od. It says on the side shom the pirush riff rambam. It's true. But the problem is where did the riff and rambam get it from? On both sides, we pass in halacha lemaisa. We pass in that hachzara is asur. Even Shehiyah does around an open fire, unless it's not only Mavusha called Sarko, but even Tzamek Viralo, we pass in Halacha. We read it 2 weeks ago. So I don't understand. There are two stages. One is Machal Ben Kusoy, one is Mavusha called Sarko. They're equally Asr. In both cases, we pass in Shehiyah as Asr. So why do we split the Dimba Di'evet? If it's Mavusha called Sarko, it's Mutter, and if it's less than that, it's Asr. Why? How do you explain it? You put it before Shabbos on Friday, if it's Mavusha called Tzarko, which you know how to do, then it's Mutter. If it's less than that, then it's Asr. What's the difference? Here it's Asr, there it's Asr. A pella. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying as follows. The Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch hold, Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, unless the Levushul called Soko. We spoke about this the very first year. Fine? initial shayla. Because the Gemara says any food which is less than levusha kol tzarko, and you left it on the fire on Friday, we consider it as if it was cooked on Shabbos. As if it was cooked on Shabbos. As if it was cooked on Shabbos. It's a shayla. Depends upon the machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. In general, Bishul B'Shabbos. Then the second Ibaya, Rabbi Osai. The second Ibaya, Rabbi Osai, what does it say in the second Ibaya? Omar B'Shamai. What this means is, Rabbi Osai, referring to a case where it is Mevushel Kotzoko. If it's Mevushel Kotzoko, you can't say it's considered to be cooked, it's already cooked. Cooked completely. The second question was a new gzeret b'di'evet, a new knas. The riff in Rama Paschal the Kula, you were only knas by Ovar, not by Shochach. Fine. However, Rabbi Osai, however, in a case where it is not cooked, then we're more machmer. Then we say we consider it if it was cooked on Shabbos. That's the nature of the issue. So my Rebbe said. Oh. It's interesting. There are two big ibayas in the Gemara. It's Chazal Lashon. Look inside. I'm in Chesam Aleph. It should be the beginning of the pack. First is Shachar Kedei Agaveyeh. Shachar Kedei Agaveyeh Kiyo Bishlo B'Shabbos. Then it says, Ola V'Shoah Mach. First to what? Mevushel kol tzarko. So what does it mean? In both cases, he forgot. In the first case, it was not mevushel kol tzarko. They compare Meir Buda. In the second case, it was mevushel kol tzarko. Why did it say shachach u'bishel in the first Ibaya and ova v'shachach in the second Ibaya? In both cases, he forgot. According to my Rebbe, it's Meiridik. In the first Ibaya, we're dining on the Cheftza, as if it's Mevushel B'Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mar's Lashon is properly, Shachach U'Bishel, not Bishel, put it before Shabbos. But it's considered as if he cooked it on Shabbos. But the second Ibaya, Rabbi Osai, was Mevushel kol tzarko before Shabbos, you can't say it's treated as a Mevushel b'Shabbos. It was already fully cooked before Shabbos. It's a new knas. Then when it says Ova v'shocha, Ova means not mezid, but a new knas on the gavra, not on the chefza. The Prima Gona is redacted from the Rambam that an Ova v'shocha is also b'motzoi Shabbos v'chdei shiyasu, as opposed to shocha. Why should that be? Very simple. Shochach, it's like Ma'aseh Shabbos, as my Rebbe said. By Ma'aseh Shabbos, we paskin in Rambam, mutar b'motzoi Shabbos miyad. The Jews machal Shabbos. But the second shayla, Ovar v'shochach, when we make a line, sounds like if it's Ovar v'hezid, there's a special knas on the person, would be also b'motzoi Shabbos, b'chdei shiyaseh. That's a fascinating deal. All this about Sai is the Gemara of Ovar B'Shoah, Shochach B'Shoah. Nowhere in Shas does it discuss 5 minutes. Nowhere in Shas does it discuss Ovar B'Hechzir or Ovar B'Heiniyah. Hagos Rashi talks about it at great length. And I thought, since he says Eino Nene Kol Kach, that he's referring to a case of Lohigiel of Lo Nispasha Kol Tzarko. I Lo Nispasha Kol Tzarko with Nisa Bishul? No! The opening shear. The Balei Tosfos Halak the Rashba, and once it's cooked, Machal Ben Nisoi, there is no Nisa Bishul. That's how I understood this Hagos Rashi. That he says that all of the Hichzir is Aser if it wasn't even fully cooked. Once it's fully cooked, it seems to me there's room to be made, even though the Chazanish is not in agreement. Okay. Skipping along, we don't have too much time. Let's just discuss one more thing. Why is Hafzara more chomer than Shehiyah? Ramah said so. Open up the Ramah. It's Simon Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, where we left off. V'mehavzira in Yudi B'Shabbos Dino K'Shachach B'Shah. V'mehavzira Yisrael Dino K'Ava B'Shah. It's clear in the Ramah that Hafzara of a Yisrael is worse than Shehiyah. Why? Why? Why, and why? We don't exactly know why. So the Mishnah Brewer, Sivkot and Lamed Hay, tells you why. The Shabbos, I feel the Mishnah, you know, come Mishnah, amazing. Why? We're making more by Shia, the by Chazar, the by Shia. Shem the Ka'ov and Maise. Now the Ka'ov and Maise is a Mefurashi Gemara, Rabbo Sai, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph. What kind of a case? By Bishul, not by Hafzar. So the Kabi, you're not going to believe this. The Chazanish suggested we should be more makel by Chazar than by Shia. This is only Xeris Shemiyav Laharim, we saw the Gemara. Not going to be marred by Hafzar is too chomer. That's what I wanted to say. In any event, Halacha Lamaisa, Rabbo Sai, can't go into the details because I want to end in a minute. Let's end with a few small hours. The Ramah is very strict over here. In Reish Nun Gimel, Sifhei, because he can do nothing through a guy. And he adds, if also Cain, also the Ochlo Afilu Tzonei. Can you believe this? If a guy heated it up, you may not eat it hot, you can't even eat it cold. Wow. Can't even eat it cold. That's what the Ramah says. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Truth is, not so simple. If you look at the original, this is, we go back to the opening shiur. We'll end main apsicha. The Mogan Avraham Lamed Zayin says there are more asked to the Yeved. You told a guy to heat cold food, liquids, a shadow of the rice. Take a look. I want to end. We'll make a siyum the same way as we began. Reish Nun Gimel, Mogan Avraham Lamed Zayin. Okay? Lohoche Makdeira, Imnitzdane, Ramor Asis, Lidan is Svil on the Osel Achamah Midoraisa, against the Chazanish and Minchas Chayin and Rav Moshe and Mishnah Brewer. Osel Lomol Gam Kein Lahakum, that's the pshat. He said, "All right, sir, Rabbi Sai. Also, be the yevet." It says he's read it beferish. Okay. In some cases. Let's read on a little bit further, Mishnah, in Logan Abraham. It says, Miu, Geshlomadim, Lochim, Oakum, Al Gabi, Oesh, Oakir, Mamish, Geshlokil. Mechashikdole, Aposkim, Atirim, Afil, Yisrael, Asoso. They say, Ain Bishlach, Abishal. B'davalach. B'davalach. We know what that is. That being the case, it should be Motor Yunif and Yisrael. Heated it up. I wanted to just say very briefly that the Mogan Avraham says whenever there's a dispute, we can be made up for the other. The Mishnah Brewer quotes in the Shi'ur Chesed Kodesh Beis, not everyone agrees. At the following shaila. Let's assume for the moment that it's correct that whenever there's a machlokas where something is mutar lechatchila, it's always going to be mutar b'di'evad in Hilchos Maaseh Shabbos. Would the same thing apply to the Gzeiros of Shehiyah and Hafzara? We find special Gzeiros there. A special Gzeir. So the Bir Halacha says yes. Take a look. End of Sif Aleph. Reish Nun Gimel, end of Sif Aleph. The halacha beginning with the words, let's see, V'im, the Mechzir of Yisrael, Umari b'ofen shachazara, also the Divrei HaKol, Yilohochi, and Lacha b'di'evet, as Bogan Avraham writes, in Sivkot Yudal. What the Bogan Avraham writes, in Sivkot Yudal. It's over here, Echzir of Yisrael, Philip b'shogeg, Lacherim shari. Me'achad la'gos oshim mistapik im yesh lesa afilu lo. Me'achad shem b'vushu klam v'vayah shogeg. That's a very shnervot. He's not discussing a machlokas, Rebos. The Bogan Avraham is referring to a machlokas when there's an Issa b'di'evet. The Be'alocha took it to mean whenever there's a machlokas, there's an Issa l'chatchila. So I don't understand what he's saying. Don't understand what he's saying. However, Rebos, Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. The Chazon Ish paskin. If a goy put it on the fire, it's also even b'di'evet. He said before, it's even if a monkey put it there, have a shver of art. If it's Shem Yechad the Begacholim, the Chazon Ish is right. But if it's Nirekim Avashel, done through a goy, it should be room to be Mekim. So the Orach HaShabbos answers this kasha. This is Chazon Ish paskins against Iran. You mentioned once before. Rabban Kotla seems to go that way. The whole Achzor is only Shem Yechad the Begacholim. Rebbeinu Shalom, is the Chazon Ish obliterating the opinion of the other Rishonim out of existence? The Mishnah Berurah quoted himself in Lamed Zayin that the reason is Nirekim Avashel. Elamai, he seems to say, there's a machlokas in Hilchos Gzerim Yuchedes of Achzora. We have no right to be megal based on a singular opinion. And my last point for the day and for the series. The Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph discusses in Issa B'di'evet in Hechazir B'Shogeg B'Mezid. Why is the Mechaber silent? Doesn't say a word, the Kula, the Chumra, nothing. Here's my answer, Rabosai. You already pointed out that according to the Mechaber, Hachzara is also B'Shabbos because of Nirekim Avashem. If that's the case, the Mechaber is silent here. He might even set his peace and Shin Yud Ches. In the Maaseh Shabbos. But according to the Ramah, there's a specialized issur of Shem Yechad LeBigacholim. And therefore, he must discuss himself what the parameters are in terms of B'di'evet as well. Akan. Rabosai, I apologize if we didn't cover all the ground. Am I starting in there? I don't see him on the screen.
He stepped out.
Not in the room. Send him my best regards. Rabbi Tavos, you there, Yaakov? He's also not there? I don't see the guys on the right. No one's there. Okay, fine. I see a few people in the room still.
Yes.
I wish you all a good Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom on the Bechina next week. I'll be returning to America on Tuesday afternoon. On next week. Any questions on Wednesday, I'll be in the yeshiva. Be happy to talk to you about it, okay? I'm waving goodbye. Bye.
stop you when it gives you 10 minutes?
Can someone help put this back together?
Yeah.
Whoever knows. Thank you. This isn't scooping yet. Okay. Thank you. Sure, I'll join. Or I'll just answer. Because I don't know.
Amen.